Thank you for tuning in to the Cooked Official Podcast. It is 2025, baby.
Yes, sir.
We are fucking back.
And we up. You see the, you see these bands in my face right now?
I'm back outside.
We back outside.
We just hit that parlay. Thanks yours truly. And we are back in 2025, baby.
Come on, man. All we can see is the money this year, as you can see.
Yep, all we can see is the money.
You feel me?
Money in my face. Money. If you don't talk money, I don't want to talk. You feel me? You feel me? If you don't got these bands on your face, then get out my face. All right, okay.
I really can't even see,
this,
bro.
Let me put this down.
I had to take them off, bro. I couldn't even see for real.
In all actuality, we are back for season two of the Cooked Podcast.
Oh, I love to hear
oh
that.
Oh, my God, bro.
Love to hear that.
Bro, the crazy part is 2025. Just, like, run that through your head. Like, it's 2025.
I haven't, like, actually run that in my head lately.
Yeah,
bro.
Just
I'm thinking it's still,
think
like,
it's the year 2025. That's, like, 25 more years till 2050.
Oh.
Like, hearing that, it's kind of crazy.
2050 is crazy.
And also, you know, like, Black Ops 2?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, like Nuketown
2025. Yeah.
That's crazy too.
Wait, what?
Nuketown
2025.
That's 2025?
Yeah.
Yo, I didn't know that. That's crazy. Whoa, that's crazy. crazy, bro.
It's crazy because
you know,
like,
what else comes out this year?
What?
GTA 6.
Love to hear facts. It. Love to hear it, bro.
That's one game. I don't play video games anymore. That's one game I'm actually going to play.
Coming out of retirement for that.
Yeah, I'm coming out of retirement. Are like, I'm gonna actually log into the game. I'm going to play that shit.
Oh, man.
Because, bro, it's been like 10 plus years, bro. I played that game when I was a kid. Like,
it's crazy because I haven't, like, fully finished the game.
What?
No, bro. I haven't fully finished GTA.
Which GTA did you play, though? Because if you played GTA 5 or, like, 4, then I guess...
I've always played, like, San Andreas, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, we're talking about GTA 5. I haven't actually finished it.
You're not missing out on much. It's a good game. Like,
I know
solid storyline.
I've always seen my friends play it. So, like, I've heard that, like, if you pick Ben, you get to choose... Oh, you get to have Michael and Trevor, like, alive. But if, like... I guess it's like one of them get to die or something like
to
that.
To be honest, I haven't played that shit in so long.
Oh, I chose Franklin, and I just kill.
That's his name, Franklin, or is it Benjamin?
Franklin.
It's Franklin. Trevor and Michael.
Yeah, Trevor's the crash out, right?
Yeah, he's
the I kill the crash out every time.
He's the crash out.
Yeah, he pisses me off.
Like, anyways, so GTA is not important. It's 2025.
Facts.
And you know, we got a new year. We got a fresh start. We got a podcast to build.
Let me put this mic down.
Can we agree that 2024 was like putting a pause on us, low key? Like that.
The pause? What are you talking about?
Like, it was giving us a beating. Like 2024 was locked in on us. Yeah.
It definitely gave us a test. But honestly, for me personally, it was one of the best and most productive years of my life.
Facts.
I feel like I really like structured.
Put the mic a little bit more.
Structured who I was as a person and really got to like figure out what I was gonna do and like how I was gonna do it.
Facts.
And came in 2025 with like the general idea of like how I do things.
Yeah,
which is great.
Same here. When I came back from New York, bro, it really gave me a different perspective here in town.
Yeah, because I feel like once you leave town, you're like, whoa, this world's bigger than I thought.
Yes,
in Tally. Yeah,
yes. In Tally. And I feel like a bunch of people here that live here don't know that there's like a world out.
Casual money spread mid combo.
Wait, let me see. People just don't know that there's like a big world out there. Like people don't,
you gotta add the clean.
People don't travel like that. Like people just don't travel like that. Like they don't even know.
They're
not touching funds for real. They're not touching no funds for real.
They ain't touching cheese, bro.
Casual flex.
Like, just get your guap together,
yeah,
man.
And you can see what we're talking about for real. I ain't gonna lie.
But no, for all serious, like,
yeah. Let me put this fake ass money. In there,
this year has been like so crucial.
It has, bro.
And it's just like for this year, it's just gonna be like a whole. It's going to be a fun ride because we actually know what the fuck we're doing this time.
Oh, yeah. We got it mapped out real well this
year. And I'm pretty sure by the time this podcast is out, our trailer for this season has been out. And, like, shout out to JPEG for shooting the video, the vision
locked in
that we had. brought to it, like brought life to it to a T.
Even shooting that, like that trailer was fun, bro. It was really fun.
Bro, we
that,
were shooting for like what?
The library.
6 hours.
Six, seven hours.
Yeah.
Like, and bro, that shit was so fun. Like,
lickety split.
Like you said, in the library. Yeah. And she was like.
Some woman in the library was just bugging, bro. She was just bugging because she thought that, like, we were recording her. And we were like, no, we're not recording. And then she's like, oh, do you have a permit? Like, bro, it's not recording. Like,
yeah. Bro, the thing that grinded my... Bro, she was like...
She was crashing out, I'm gonna be honest.
Okay, so you see that we're taking up this whole hallway for a shot. And we don't got a small camera
either. Yeah.
We got, like, the whole tripod. We got a big-ass camera, like, FX30. And... She sees the camera in the hallway and just likes to interrogate the scene. And she's like, you got a permit? You got a permit?
The whole time she was running her trap. Like, that's the only thing I could think of when she was running her trap was, you need a wristband?
Yeah, no.
You need a wristband? Like, she was just doing too much. That.
And then she went and, like, talked to the owner.
Yeah, we got booted out of there. But we still got some good film, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, we got her shot.
Yeah.
Like... Bro, that shot went crazy as hell.
Yeah, shout out to JPEG, bro. He's sturdy. JPEG, bro.
He's so insane.
Lickety split.
Mm-hmm. That song, bro. Yeah. It was literally stuck in my head for a minute. Oh, yeah.
For like a 2 days after that shoot, it was just running through my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Song's a banger.
Okay, for this episode, since it's the new year, I kind of wanted to like do a cool little thing where we would kind of predict what's going to happen in 2025. So at the end of the year, the first episode of the year, we look back on it and we're like, oh shit, we were right.
Dude, that's crazy. I can't imagine we're like in March, or not even March, like in already in the summer, and we look back at this like video.
Oh shit, that happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
are you asking like what's like a like New Year's resolution
or something that's going to happen?
No, something that's going to happen. Like someone's going to do something. A company's going to do something.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, so for example, I don't know sports, but yeah, like
I don't. I think it says in my hat.
Like,
and I don't watch sports.
Let's say like
Oklahoma City's going to win the championship.
Yeah, like Oklahoma or Cavs.
Oklahoma City Thunder is going to win the championship.
Oklahoma.
But it's going to be Cavs versus OKC for sure.
Cavs versus OKC. Okay, you heard it here. Mm. Cavs versus OKC. What's the score?
That's Lindo. He's more of the sports guy here.
If they get Shet back, I got OKC winning in six. If they get Shet back. Actually, I take that. Nah, OKC winning in six. I'm standing on that.
Standing on business.
Bro, if that shit happens, crazy.
Yeah, y'all got to tap in with me on the parlays if that shit happened for real. don't bullshit me.
No cap. No, you've been like, you're like the only guy that I actually know that's like really into sports. Like you analyze like teams.
While you have a hat that says I don't watch sports.
I don't watch sports. I really don't. Like I'm serious.
Deja vu from when we had Drew.
No,
yeah, facts.
It's that hat. But
it's crazy because this is a hat. Yeah. Like this is really his hat. Hey, shout out to Drew for like giving me his like
big shout out to Drew.
His hat and clothes.
Speaking of Drew Vision. Bro, he gave me some game the other day. Oh, yeah. Okay, speaking of Drew Vision.
Yeah, these
one,
glasses are
y'all go
tough.
Tap in with those. New drop, man.
I think they just came out, or they're coming out.
They're coming out.
These are
okay, so this release. This will be uploaded on Tuesday, so I don't know if they'll be released yet, but when they do release,
tap
go
in.
Get some.
Facts.
Yeah. Code Zeus, baby. Code Zeus.
Yeah. But second point, bro, I ran into him while I was Christmas shopping at the mall.
Yeah.
Bro put me on some crazy game, bro. Like he's always giving me like the best advice. Like I have to pray to him for that, bro.
Yeah, he's a wise dude. Like he said, he's
so
unk.
Wise.
Yeah. He's unk, bro. He's mad. He's unk, bro. He's
but
unk.
Anyways, I was telling him like all my graphic work because I've been doing a bunch of graphic work for like Flamingos, Outlet, Wonky Town, etc. Like a bunch of other people, and I don't know. I just never like I've been having trouble, like, trying to relax in my own space. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I told him about that. And I was like, hey, like, at my house, like, I can't relax. And he was like, yeah, it's like, it's a creator thing. What you automatically, when you get to a certain point, you automatically associate your house with work.
Oh, yeah.
Automatically.
Facts. Big facts. That's how I feel when I get home. But I just want to work.
And there's really just no way around it. He says the only way he chose, like, he found, like, an escape where he could actually go and just, like, unwind.
Oh, wait, here it is, bro.
This is fire. He goes to AMC with his girlfriend, and they just watch movies. He has the AMC Stubbs Pass, and he goes and watches movies because it forces him to, like, sit down, watch something. Because, you know, you're in a movie theater.
And unwind. That's fire. Unwind.
Yeah, right? So, like, that's cool.
That's some unk-ass shit. That's some unk shit, bro.
That's some unk shit. I really dude, that's back fire. Like, bro, like, that's fucking genius. Like,
that's mad cool.
He makes sure once a week that he's, like, he goes to the movies just so he could get that, like,
hell yeah,
that little escape. Because, bro, it's necessary.
And chances are his phone's on D&D because he's in the movie theater. You don't want no notifications. That's fire. Smart,
because bro, it's been, smart, I feel bro. Like that's been the biggest challenge for me as a graphic designer. Is
I think that's the same thing. I think for creators in general,
creators in general is just like when you're in your space, your own space where you do all of your work. It's just like you never really want to do anything else besides your work, and it drives you insane a little bit. But
same.
That's all you really have the drive to do is just do your work.
Yeah, because I remember when I used to like go home, like back when we were kids, bro. I used to go home and just like play the game, or like watch a movie. But now it's like I gotta go home and download some music.
Yeah,
I gotta go home and download.
That's
some music.
That's how I feel now, bro.
I gotta produce.
I be trying to play 2K, and I'll play 2K for like an hour or so, and I'm like, I could be watching interviews or pods right now, and I'll turn the game off. Or I'll keep the game on, but I'll have, like, my laptop playing somebody's pod. I'm like, I should really be watching something
like
right
studying
now.
And shit.
Yeah, because I'm just sitting here right now.
I have so many resources at my disposal at the house where it's just, like, I could be doing, like, this other thing.
Yeah.
Weird how sitting still in your own crib where you're supposed to be chilling feels bad. Like, isn't that weird, bro?
It's weird.
It's, like, every second I could be doing something.
That's
it's
insane.
Like it's a curse. But at the same time, it's, like, a blessing because I'm always wanting to do something.
Staying locked in. It's a vibe. I like that.
But shout out to Dro for that advice. That's going to stick with me. I'm probably going to get the AMC Stubbs Pass. Shout out to AMC.
Facts.
Maybe I'll go to the movies alone. I don't give a shit. There's a bunch of cool movies coming out.
Mufasa, please tell me y'all seen that movie.
I haven't.
Good, because I didn't want y'all to talk about it. I haven't either.
No,
I need to, though. I heard it's fire, so I'm going to tap in.
What movie you need to watch is Sonic 3.
Oh, that too.
Sonic 3, that shit was fire.
I'm tripping.
That's fire. I need childhood, bro, broken.
I saw the first one, and I seen a chunk of the second one, so I really got to finish that and go into 3.
We went off the rails just a little bit, but like going back to like our predictions for like...
Oh, facts. Facts. I think I lost for a second. Okay, what's up?
Okay, bro. The Minecraft movie is going to be the highest grossing movie of the year.
You think so?
I think so.
True.
I didn't even know about it till you just said it.
No, really? You know who's like, who's the Steve?
Okay. You know.
Jack Black.
Yeah. Whoa.
And Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Okay, it might be then.
Yeah.
It might be. Low key. That's wild.
I wouldn't take that like into account, but you gotta think like it's the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
You know how popular Minecraft is?
That's like if Fortnite made a movie.
Yeah, exactly. And Jack Black's in it, which Jack Black, as of recently, has been killing everything.
That's Poe.
That's 100 plus aura points.
Yeah, that's Poe.
Yeah, that's Poe.
He's been killing. No, but he's been in every single kids movie.
Facts.
And like, does well in it.
And does amazing. And then Jason Momoa just brings like every
100 plus aura points.
Yeah,
easily.
100 plus aura points.
Like easily. Yeah.
So facts. So I think the Minecraft movie will be the highest grossing movie of the year.
I've been waiting on Spider-Verse, bro.
Yeah,
unless
Marvel comes around with just like some crazy ass Marvel film, then
I mean like Captain America, Falcon. Is it Captain America? No, it's Falcon.
Captain America.
But just like I don't know. It's Falcon. Literally, it's literally Falcon that got you know the role to be Captain America and Red Hulk is which is pretty cool. Red Hulk is pretty.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen the movie?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have not.
You want to go see it like Sunday?
No, I have brunch at Flamingos. Bro, I'm booked this whole...
Hear him out, chat, please.
Literally, bro, I've been working since freaking... I've been working since Tuesday, bro. Since yesterday, which is Wednesday. Today, Thursday. After the pod, I'm going to Pots. I was going to say Pockets for some reason. Pods. Tomorrow, I got... Potts and
Bajas. Oh, wait, you got Potts again?
Yes, bro.
Oh, they doing you in.
Yeah, I got Potts and Bajas tomorrow.
Wait, that's the Catalina wine mixer thing.
Yeah. And then like, fire. And then the next day I got Gasparilla at Potts.
Okay. On the
Potts, and then Sunday live, Flamingos.
I want to hear your opinion on this Flamingos thing, because I've also been okay. First, I'm gonna tell you my schedule, like for the week, because you said yours.
I mean,
and then I'm gonna an idea for Flamingos that I want
to
like pitch.
And then we're going to go back to predictions.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, before we...
So first... first, today after the podcast, I have to go to the Strip because we have the Gorilla Tea thing
Gorilla
today.
Tea.
Yep. And then I'm going to come back and help Lindo with interviews.
Interviews
after he's done. Around like 1:30 or so. And then tomorrow, I got to wake up early because I'm going to go to Wonky Town and help Non set up because he has like barely any people to help him set up.
Don't you have work in the morning?
No, I took off.
That's how busy he is. Yes. He took off. Okay.
I took off work, and they understood. Mm-hmm. And then after that...
Say that one more time.
Wait.
Say that one more time.
No.
Lindo, say that one more time.
No.
How busy? We're getting busy.
Okay.
So after that, I'm going to actually work Wonky Town as like front door security, wherever the fuck he wants me. Okay? And then fall asleep, probably get home at like 3, hopefully. 2, 3. And then after that, wake up, go to this lunch thing. We're going to go get lunch, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, for then, Jay. Yeah.
Oh, facts. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Shout out, Jay. We're going to that. We're going to that,
bro.
We
are going to that. And jeez, then, bro. Woo. Uh-huh.
Which, I don't know where we're going yet. I told him to decide because he texted me.
I mean, you'll see him tonight. You'll see him tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be with us recording.
You're going to see him tonight.
I'll press him for it.
Okay, and then what else?
Okay. So, I'm going to help Non set up the warehouse.
Facts.
And then I'm going to work the warehouse, too. Sheesh. And then Sunday, I'm not doing shit, bro. I'm literally going home at, like, 3.
You're lucky you get to fucking chill. Yeah. Literally, the next day for me, I got work in the morning.
Because his schedule, what basically I said, is the same thing, but his is nonstop.
Yeah. I'm surprised I seen Zeus 3 times this week in advance. Oh, I seen him Monday night, I seen him, and I seen him Wednesday night.
This is the first time I saw you this week.
Yeah. We were recording both those times.
And then I'm going to see him again tomorrow.
Okay. For the...
and Saturday.
For the Flamingos pitch, though. Okay. So, you know how there was going to be that big bubble rave thing, but I want to push that back. Okay. So, I want to do this Ibiza night.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of that? Like a Ibiza kind of thing.
I think Mitch will fuck with it.
Yeah, no, I already told him.
Oh, what'd he say?
Oh.
He was like, I like the idea. Like,
is it with Wonk, BTB?
No, it's not with anyone, but I was like, you could ask back to back if they wanted to do some sort of collab with it.
Yeah.
But like I felt like Ibiza having like a night like Sunday in Ibiza or something like that. You know how like Potts did their Ibiza thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, have it like the same sort of thing. Like,
facts.
Bro, you literally don't need much. Maybe you could rent like a laser box or something and get those dangly
little like flower like fucking forest.
Bro,
shit.
you'll be straight. Bro, it'll make a killing and it'll get the direct audience that you need.
No, I do think Flamingos and College Street has a fuck ton of potential.
It's
a vibe. I was there last night.
They lean more heavily towards the house scene, if anything, just to get like their foot in the door with the people and then start branching out towards like the Latin scene. And
actually, going back to the predictions, my prediction, I feel like I'm going to be making my own parties.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I
you better. Yeah. I'm gonna force you. Because I've been working with like a bunch of like the event group people, and like I'm gonna force you to make parties if you don't, because we have houses. We have,
it's gonna be at Flamingos.
Yeah, Flamingos, at Cole. Whatever.
Nah, I think I generally think Flamingos at Cole is a great spot, bro. Honestly.
So my prediction, because obviously we know that Wednesdays is Strip, quote unquote, right? 10.
Wednesdays is
White Trash Wednesdays, right? That's the thing, quote unquote. But a lot of people
What I was telling Mitch. Sorry to cut you off, but I told him that every club has like
its day.
And I'm like, Friday is like a toss up.
It's a gamble. Like, I was just telling him that.
I was like, you have Friday or like Saturday.
Saturday's Baja Saturdays. Baja's carry true. Saturday, low key. I ain't gonna lie.
Facts. That's why I don't want to be doing no event on a Saturday.
Friday, Sunday. I feel like.
Yeah.
But even though recess.
I think Zeus throwing these parties, like he's predicting he's gonna throw these parties, I think he can be the Wednesday.
But I feel like
at Flamingos, for the weekend, if it blows up, I think that would be his day.
Even if.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Even if he does. Like Saturday's still open because Baja's dominates, but like not a crazy amount.
I mean,
yeah, true.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah. Honestly, I just think it depends on like the day. I feel like, say like you know this week, you know, Friday is Baja's Latin night.
Yeah,
know? Like say next week, there's no Latin night. So that's what's going on Friday? So I feel like it just depends on like what's coming up. Like what's I don't know. Like what's the atmosphere?
Oh, Friday's always a toss up. Like. Out of all the days I record for interviews, Friday's always I don't really know what's going Friday. Like, it's just wherever you end up
is
where you end
up. And that's just how it is in Tally, bro. Yeah. I swear.
I feel like it's... We know this city a lot better now and how everything works. We're going to be like, we could actually do it this year. Because I feel like, bro, it takes so long. It's such a long process to like really, really learn how the shit works, how people promote. And I've took my graphic design like a step above what it was. And that's just like the half of it is just like make sure you get your flyer right and like promote it in the right way. And also just like make sure you have it on the right day, the right time. Like everything has to be like a perfect storm. And then I'll just,
because at the end of the day, we getting that money.
Getting to that money.
We're getting that cheese.
Getting to that money.
Getting that cheese. So, what are the predictions? Am I swerving or no? Bro, tell me how.
Okay. One thing, let's take things serious for a minute. One thing that I did not predict for 2025 is fucking California straight burning the fuck
bro
down.
I just saw the bird's eye. Well, the guy was in the plane and he took a video of Cali like from the plane, bro. That's
bro,
just
it's
insane.
Bad. That's crazy. I actually never bro, heard of
that
it.
Shit is insane.
The fact that you didn't hear it, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, no, it's I've everywhere. Been,
I heard a good chunk of the people fighting the fire are
bro,
incarcerated.
Let me just tell you. So it's, I took notes on it. Hold on.
That's crazy. I never knew
wild,
that.
Yeah.
For real? When was this?
Fires are bad. I mean, bro, it's been happening for like today, yesterday.
Yeah, like very recent.
My boy Zay, he's out there right now. He's been taking like photos, like when he can get as close and shit. His photos are coming out really, really nice.
Okay,
shout out Zay.
It's mainly in the Palisades.
Yeah.
And over, as of this morning, 17,000 acres are burned. Wild, over 3,000 homes are like destroyed.
Like to dirt, like
to dirt
burned all the way
and
down.
Over like 7 confirmed deaths. So what? Not that many deaths, but like confirmed deaths.
Confirmed,
and you can't even go in the fire.
It's wild.
So 7 people that they just saw on the ground. Like you can't go.
Like they're not gonna be able to come up with the number until it's over.
If there's a big fire, like you can't go in the fire. So that probably over. If there's like 3,000 homes, like probably like over 100 people.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
you
like,
won't know till it's over.
Wow. How did this fire happen?
They're saying
three different
ones started at the same time or something of that nature. But I gotta look into it. I just started falling down that rabbit hole of the fire this morning. But then I had to do stuff, so I didn't like sit there. But however it started, it's insane.
Let me just tell you where the fire is. That makes it such a big deal. Okay, so here's Santa Monica, and Santa Monica is where the Venice Beach is, and all that. And then here's Malibu. All right. Okay. The fire is right here. Malibu, Santa Monica,
two peak
Venice
points
Beach.
Of Cali.
Two peak
that's wild.
Points. Bro, the Hollywood sign is on fire.
Literally. I seen that.
I'm just like, how? Like how the I'm coming okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
Let me, that's crazy.
We're what? 9 days into Jan?
I took a 9 days into January and LA is on fire.
Yeah, a chunk of LA is
like bro, look,
disintegrating.
You can't make this up.
What?
I'll like try to clip this and like put a picture on screen, but the Hollywood sign is on fire.
I think they're still fighting it as we speak.
Yeah. If no.
Dang.
But apparently my coworker told me that the firefighters aren't working as much as they could because of overtime issues. I don't know if that's real.
Well, I heard like, a good chunk of them are people like prisoners.
Really?
Like incarcerated. Yeah, look it up. Like a percentage of them are incarcerated.
That's crazy. I'm really shocked that you guys know this. I'm like, bro, blank.
I lived there.
I'm like, yeah. I know you lived there, but I'm just like, he's like, yeah, this is that. You're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, huh? Yeah. Like, huh?
I've had like people I used to live near, like,
text me and
be like, yo, like, this shit's crazy.
I didn't even find out like that. I found out like that because I saw too much burning photos on my Instagram feed. I was like, all right, something's not adding
up. Bro, I saw, okay, the first thing that I like saw that I was like, whoa, this is crazy, was fucking Sherman.
What do you mean?
The DJ.
Oh, Sherm.
Yeah, Sherm.
Oh, boy.
Bro, he he posted it on his like his Instagram. He was like, welcome to another beautiful day in beautiful Los Angeles. And it's just like a, looks like Black Ops 2. Like a Black Ops
2. A battle scene. I really hope Cali's cool, though. Like, I really hope Cali's okay. Like, you know, like, I really hope so.
I'm going to keep a pee with you, bro.
It's not looking too good, bro. What? Be honest with you, gang. You got to see the photos when we're done with this.
Yeah, and the videos. I got to look.
It's wild, bro.
That's crazy. Wild.
But...
Dang, I gotta really figure out what's been going on right now. Oh my god, what else has been going on?
Okay, bro, like, I got no.
Well, SZA dropped.
SZA dropped. Oh, yeah. SZA dropped. 30 for 30.
30 for 30. I ain't gonna lie. One of my predictions is Drake's gonna have a bounce back this year. Wild take. Don't hate me.
Yeah.
Don't kill the messenger.
Okay.
But Drake's gonna have a comeback.
Speaking of big rappers, Tyler the Creator just dropped his like new freestyle thing.
Yeah.
Oh, for the
Cali like, vibes.
The deluxe Chromacopia.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna be like a deluxe, but bro, like he used a Kendrick Lamar sample.
Yeah.
And remember how I was saying like, a couple episodes ago that he was like trying to prove his point to like the big three?
Yeah.
It's like using like Kendrick's sample like that and just like going fucking crazy. It's like,
well, even if Tyler's not top three right now, we're going to have to give him top five.
Regardless. I feel like this
year. I just think it's crazy how people now recognize Tyler, bro.
Yeah.
Because when I was rapping Yonkers in class, they were saying I was a weirdo, right? But now he's cool.
Yeah, now he's mainstream.
That's crazy. Bro.
Okay, my prediction for 2025 is I feel like Tyler is going to make – he's not going to go ghost this year.
Oh, he can't now. He's got to capitalize what's going on right now. He's going to stick around.
He's going to do some crazy stuff that's, I think, is going to, like, make people nod their heads towards the idea. It's like, oh, this. I think he's going to be big. He's going to go on a big boy tour next year.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
But everyone's got their eyes on Tyler and what he's doing, bro. As weird as it sounds, my concerns are on Drake. He took a beating, all right? And he's too quiet right now.
He's too quiet right now, bro.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Do something. If he goes the whole year radio,
that's what I'm saying. He's plotting. It's just a matter of time. And we can't sit here and act like when he drops, we're not going to listen to it. Yeah. We're going to listen to it, bro. So I'm just waiting to see what he does.
I don't know how that man shows up in everybody's Spotify rap every single year.
Bro, it's Drake, bro. He's bro. I saw people that were talking about some... The OVO, the whole year, Spotify rap came up and Drizzy was number one. Yeah. You're the OVO. You're the OVO, bro. Like, come on, man.
You think he's going to make, like, another, like, Rich Baby Daddy or, like...
We don't know. And that's what like, makes it scary, yeah, bro. He's Drake. He ain't going to get a beating like that and walk away. There's no way.
Yeah, that's true.
He wants us to forget or blow it off, brush it off our shoulder, and then pop up with a banger out of nowhere. And then everyone's back on the Drake horse. It's a matter of time. When will he do it is what I'm worried about.
I'm thinking about what you said about Kendrick. I think that SZA and Kendrick's going to do a collab album.
Oh, they. Whoa. But I mean, right now they got like 6 songs that can make up for an EP. So I believe that with the whole tour going on, I wouldn't be surprised. They never miss when they make music.
Yeah, even SZA like brought that up like not too long ago. Like SZA and Kendrick collab album, ? Like,
but you don't think that'll take away from their sizzle?
Their what?
Their sizzle, like... Whenever they make a song, it's good, right? And then they make a project together, and now there's 10, 15 songs on their new songs. And then the whole saying with Kendrick and SZA will never miss, you don't think that will kill that?
Nah.
You think they'll go 15 for 15 or 10 for 10?
I don't think that whole album is going to be just straight SZA and Kendrick. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a collab. I'm pretty sure it's going to be like another collab. Like if it was like Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye. They have like other features and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I feel like it's just gonna be like one of those.
I like the new wave of like releasing an album and not naming the features directly on the album. You know, like when Tyler did Chromacopia.
It took a couple days before he put the names on there. Yeah, he's been doing that for a minute.
I think a lot of people have been doing that for a minute. It kind of like actually makes you listen to the album.
Because you can't guess.
Like, Bad Bunny did that.
Bro, Astroworld. When Astroworld came out. Yeah. When Astroworld came out, you couldn't see the features. But I knew Frank Ocean when I heard his voice. I knew Trippy when I. Yeah. I knew all their voices. But it's better that way because you sit there and you soak in the music.
Facts.
Like it's got to be better that way.
Yeah. Speaking of new music, Kanye just released a new thing on his Instagram.
He's alive?
Kanye?
What? Wait, Linda, what?
Bro, I ain't heard about that man in a minute. I'm a Ye fan. I ain't even gonna lie. Bro went MIA. He's the king of that.
What are you talking about, bro? He's been active. He just dropped like a new line, a clothing line on Yeezy. And by the way, Yeezy, now it's just like strictly $20 on any garment. Like, no matter what you get, it's $20.
Damn, Ye.
Sweat.
Sock, you know that man got that cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
but he just released I guess like it's a snippet of a song, but there's like a visualizer on it. But the way he promoted it, he just did it on his Instagram, like his Instagram story, not Instagram post. And he just released a story of just like a snippet of a song with a visualizer on it. But low key, it sounded like 2009 Kanye West.
And that's what we need.
Like,
I'm not gonna lie.
Ye dropped I Miss an Old Kanye, like that whole song about it, and he ain't been the same since.
Yeah. Like,
what's y'all's like New Year's resolution?
Get money.
Facts.
Oh, brother, get a load.
Get that cheese. Get that guap. You feel me?
Get money. Pull on this. Man. I was gonna make a Bossman D-Lo reference, but I can't say that.
Get money.
Bro got silent. It was like, let's get straight to it. Get money.
Okay. Emotion. Really take my graphic design serious. Like, now I have consistent clients, and I want to try to take it as far as possible. Mm-hmm. And, like, be able to freelance, like, be able to rely on, graphic design to
supplement
all my income, but I don't want to step away from my regular job just because insurance and all that, but like to be able to get to that point.
Never walk
away from the money. But just every single opportunity I have to get money, just get it and build the brand with like you and Outlet, because I'll be working closely with Outlet and Wonky Town and Flamingos. Like, all the brands that I'm associated with, just help them grow as much as possible. And including the Cooked Podcast, I want to just grow us, grow everyone around me. Like, because I feel like I've learned so much in the past year that I actually know what goes on in this town and, like, how to move as efficiently.
Be better than, like, 2020. Better than last year.
Literally.
100%.
I would say New Year resolution is, one, get Lindo Next Door, like, more known, but... mainly, I want food truck to be like a thing, like literally a food truck. Like when they see me, they'll say Cooked, but they're gonna be like, "Oh, bro, shooting for a food truck." Mm-hmm. Like I need it to.
I'm curious how that's gonna work.
Yeah, but I need it. I need it to happen. Like for real. And when they see us, they expect us to have the spoon, so it's working.
That and like adding more people to the pod.
Facts.
Yeah, that and like also like a team. You know, it's not just us three.
Yeah, I mean, we technically got a team as far as like. Like people who shoot us, but
big shout out to Smooth,
and Enrique,
Anthony,
and now JPEG.
But I was referring to like, you know, like another person in the chair,
facts,
or like someone that just like kind of just helps us with like marketing or some shit.
Marketing, I feel like a manager or something. Once we have steady income for the channel, like we get partnered and we're starting to do brand deals,
monetizing and stuff,
which is. Further down the line, I mean, we're just starting out. We're kind of learning the ropes. Like, this shit takes time. But once we start getting that like steady income and like money, we could just start like, hey, you want to work for us and like do this full time? We'll give you like a couple $100 to do this, yada yada.
That's the goal.
And then just build the team, and then just go from there. But that kind of shit takes time. I could see that kind of starting at the end of 2025, but like more into 2026.
But it's a matter of how hard we lock in.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, so. But I've been so dedicated with that, bro. Like, 100%. And I just can't wait for what this year has to bring. You just got, like, give it your all.
You just got to give it your all. And, bro, like, stop thinking about the past. It's time to do today.
Mm-hmm. Nike. Just do it, bro.
Honestly.
Catch me next week doing interviews on my undies. What were y'all saying?
Whoa.
I think it's the end of the episode. Yep. I think it's the end of the episode. You want to
do the outro real quick?
I'm dead ass though. I'm down. Like, I'm down.
In this 30 degree weather, you're fucking
crazy. Listen, bro. Like, if anything, I'm chilling.
I can't believe it's for the snow, bro.
No pun intended.
God. It's not gonna snow here.
Yeah. Crazy.
You don't think so?
No. All
right.
Way.
Put a buck on that right now. Right now. Available. That this episode's gonna be out by. Will it be out
Tuesday?
That it won't. What if it? I can't say hail.
It's supposed to be today, wasn't it?
No, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Okay.
You got to think of it like this. It has to be like 27 degrees. 34, but 34 is like the freezing point.
Yeah.
Like 30.
All right. If it snows, all of y'all have to go outside and make snow angels in y'all undies.
Cap.
Okay. Ain't no I will.
Shake on it. Let's all shake on it. Let's all shake on it right now.
It ain't gonna be no snow. I lived in the mountain. I lived in the mountain, bro. Bet. I ate that shit for breakfast.
If it snows, Cooked will be doing snow angels in the snow in our undies.
Okay.
We're stamping on it.
Yep.
But
you said it here first. That shit's not gonna happen. And even if it does happen, even if it does snow, there's not even gonna be enough snow for you to make snow angels in the first place.
Oh, yeah. So we're safe.
Doesn't fucking matter. But if it does snow, I'll attempt it, even though I'm doing the shit in the dirt. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. Bro.
We're down.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm down. I'll still do it, bro. But it's not gonna be shit.
It's gonna be a long weekend.
It's gonna be a couple speckles. Of snow.
I'm gonna FaceTime you guys when it starts snowing, and y'all gonna answer. I'm just gonna be smiling in the camera. I'm like, y'all know what time it is, man. Get y'all undies on, man. It's that time.
All right, one last thing. I remember right when I moved back from California to here, my dad was like, oh my god, it's snowing. This is fucking crazy. And bro, I just moved back from California in the mountains, and it snowed like 4 feet every single fucking day.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. This is so cool. And it was like this much fucking snow.
Exactly. Like, no snow.
And that was the first time it snowed in like 9+ years. So like, it's not going to be shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's not going to fucking snow. If it does, crazy. We'll make snow angels.
Facts.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cooked official podcast. It's been real. It's going to be a crazy ass 2025.
Seeing only the money.
To see all the fucking money.
New motion. All right. It's your boy Zeus over here. I got my boy on the left.
Lindo next door.
My boy on the right.
Dibble.
And I'll see you guys for the next episode.
Yes, sir.